Until We Meet Again, by Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. The Reality of the Resurrection. Jesus Christ is, in fact, the only name or way by which salvation can come to mankind. Consider for a moment the significance of the resurrection in resolving once and for all the true identity of Jesus of Nazareth and the great philosophical contests and questions of life. If Jesus was, in fact, literally resurrected, it necessarily follows that he is a divine being. No mere mortal has the power in himself to come to life again after dying. Because he was resurrected, Jesus cannot have been only a carpenter, a teacher, a rabbi, or a prophet. Because he was resurrected, Jesus had to have been a God, even the only begotten Son of the Father. Therefore, what he taught is true. God cannot lie. Therefore, he was the creator of the earth, as he said. Therefore, heaven and hell are real, as he taught. Therefore, there is a world of spirits, which he visited after his death. Therefore, he will come again, as the angels said, and reign personally upon the earth. 10th Article of Faith. Therefore, there is a resurrection and a final judgment for all. Given the reality of the resurrection of Christ, doubts about the omnipotence, omniscience, and benevolence of God the Father, who gave his only begotten Son for the redemption of the world, are groundless. Doubts about the meaning and purpose of life are unfolded. Jesus Christ is, in fact, the only name or way by which salvation can come to mankind. The grace of Christ is real, affording both forgiveness and cleansing to the repentant sinner. Faith is truly more than imagination or psychological invention. There is ultimate and universal truth, and there are objective and unchanging moral standards as taught by him. Given the reality of the resurrection of Christ, repentance of any violation of his law and commandments is both possible and urgent. The Savior's miracles were real, as his promise to his disciples that they might do the same and even greater works. His priesthood is necessarily a real power that administereth the gospel and holdeth the key of the mysteries of the kingdom, even the key of the knowledge of God. Therefore, in the ordinances thereof, the power of godliness is manifest. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 19 and 20. Given the reality of the resurrection of Christ, death is not our end, and though skin worms destroy our bodies, yet in our flesh shall we see God. Job chapter 19, verse 26. From an address given at the April 2014 General Conference. End of the section, Until We Meet Again, by Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Read by Dwayne Case.